Lessons from History. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here's the perfect gift for anybody who's upset about the current state of affairs in American politics. A ticket to see Hamilton. Or if you can't score one of those, get the book it's based on. Only 731 pages, not counting footnotes. And as you read it, you realize there is really nothing new in American politics. Everything is sped up by technology, but the people are no different. Politicians were scheming with foreigners to affect elections and trying to cover it up. Hamilton himself was seen as being in the back pocket of an evil foreign despot, the King of England. Powerful men were hypersensitive about their personal honor. The duel that killed Hamilton was set in motion over Hamilton's use of a single word, despicable. How dare you say despicable? And the newspapers were full of fake news. Pop quiz. Who once said, quote, "Nothing can now be believed which is seen in a newspaper." Time's up. It was President Thomas Jefferson. In fact, Hamilton founded a newspaper just to troll President Jefferson. It's still being published today.
It's a cover unlike any that we've seen before, as only the Post can do.
It's called the New York Post, and it's still trolling politicians.
Mayor de Blasio, we know it's a tough job, but man, he's not taking questions from reporters from the New York Post. He blasted.
And finally, let's not forget, the man who shot Hamilton was the sitting vice president, who was so unfazed he came back to preside over the Senate as if nothing had happened. And yet, through it all, the nation survived. We even got a hit musical out of it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.